Last summer, I took my kids to a farmer's market at the Octagon House Museum and met people from the Hudson Grocery Cooperative who asked me a simple question. Was I a co-op owner? I said I wasn't, but I didn't know why I hadn't yet signed up. So I went home that day and became owner number 957. I've since started volunteering with the co-op and have had the chance to learn more about how a co-op works and why it was so important for the Hudson community to have one. On this week's episode, I'm joined by Erica Walgenbach, a member of the co-op board, who discusses the importance of food as a community-building tool. Erica also shares about the recent exciting progress with the co-op as the store looks towards its bright future here in Hudson. We're going to be talking about the Hudson Grocery Co-op today and some exciting developments that have happened with that. And to talk more about that, I have Erica Walgenbach, a volunteer board member of the Hudson Grocery Co-op. Erica, how are you doing today?
Hi, Tyler. I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me on your podcast today.
Absolutely. Yeah, excited to have you. Let's maybe just give a little bit of your introduction, though, who you are and kind of, you know, how you ended up with the co-op.
So, hi, I'm Erica Walgenbach, and my husband and I moved to Hudson in the fall of 2020. We both grew up in small towns. I grew up in a small town in Illinois, and my husband grew up in southern Minnesota. Okay. And we were looking for a community for our family where it had more of that small town feel, but still had a closer proximity to the Twin Cities. And when we came to Hudson, we loved everything here, and we loved the downtown area and the proximity to nature with the state parks and hiking and the river. And so we really felt like this was the town where we wanted to live. So then as we were looking for houses, I was driving around and saw a lot of yard signs that said, you know, Hudson Grocery Co-op, own it, Hudson Grocery Co-op. So I just Googled it one day and was like, well, what is the co-op? What's this about? Yeah. And I had shopped at other co-ops throughout my life in different areas where I've lived, but I'd never been an owner before. And when I started reading more about what Hudson Grocery Co-op stood for, I thought this is something that, I'd like to be a part of. So we purchased in ownership and we were kind of just owners on the sidelines for a long time. And I started volunteering a little bit more actively in 2022 and decided to run for a seat on the board in the fall of 2022.
We'll get to the co-op in just a minute, but I'm curious, it's only been a couple of years that you've been here. I know your husband is a dentist in town here.
Yeah.
People maybe seen your last name on his sign. But what have you enjoyed about Hudson? Or what's it been like these past couple of years and maybe moving here in 2020? I'm sure it was an interesting time too, but what's it been like so far?
You know, everyone that we've met in Hudson has really just been so wonderful and supportive of the community, and we really liked that. So we love the pride that people who live in Hudson have for the city, mm-hmm. and how people are so enthusiastic about supporting local businesses, that people are enthusiastic about helping out their neighbors and making sure that if somebody, is in need, that the community pulls together and will make sure that they can come through. And so we've been really impressed with the people that live here. And really the common theme that we've seen is about taking care of each other and taking care of the city. And that's really been a great place for us and felt like a good fit.
Yeah, and I've got a little bit involved in the co-op in the past year or so, and I've seen that community, that sense of community, you know, embodied in that as well. So I kind of wanted to jump into that a little bit, but let's maybe take a step back and explain for anyone listening who has never been to a co-op or doesn't quite know the difference between a co-op and maybe a traditional grocery store. Can you maybe just lay out some of the differences and maybe some of the similarities too?
Yeah, sure. So a cooperative grocery store differs from a regular grocery store in that, like, typically the grocery stores that people are used to shopping at are either privately owned by an individual or it's a corporate organization, mm-hmm. where there is, a headquarters somewhere and they run a chain of stores. Cooperative grocery stores are different in that they are really focused on supporting local communities, local economies, and it's owned by the members that have purchased an ownership in the store. And so for our cooperative, it's $80 to purchase an ownership one time. And then you get voting rights with that, and you have access to special sales. But that said, you don't have to be a member to be able to shop at the store. You know, we're not right. Costco or Sam's Club. Anybody yeah. can shop. But eventually, our store is going to be able to have access to specific discounts that will be available only to owners. And then as an owner, you have voting rights. You have the ability to run for the board of directors if you would like to have a more active role. But it's really about being owned by people who live in your community, doing things that are good for your community and supporting your local economy.
Yeah. And you mentioned running for the board, which you're on the board currently. You talked about kind of driving around, seeing the signs, and it piqued your interest. But as far as being on the board, you know, what kind of made you want to get more involved and be a bigger role with the co-op?
Yeah, I spent most of my career working for corporate retail. I worked at Target headquarters in okay. Minneapolis. And I left that job in the spring of 2021 and decided to stay home with my kids when they were little. And so I'd stayed home with them for a while and kind of was looking for something else that would be more for me and something that I could do to help out my community.
Yeah.
And so when I started volunteering more with the co-op and learned more about what the needs looked like and that they were looking for some more experiences and leadership on the board of directors, I thought, you know, this is somewhere that my history in retail and my background in retail could probably lend a hand here. Mm-hmm. And I could help out, you know, where I could and help push this thing so that we could get a real store that would be open in our town.
Yeah. And now when I joined in the summer, there's still no location. That was kind of the big thing, is getting more members and you know, that drive to kind of get to, I think it was 1,000 members they were trying to get to. And I was in before 1,000. So I'm proud of that. But I think your number, what number are you? Do you know?
I think
sorry,
687.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not positive. I'd have to look it up.
So since then, I've gotten involved doing some of the marketing, volunteering, which I've enjoyed doing as well. But, you know, a big part of what's happened recently now is acquiring a location. Late last year, the co-op found its location when it purchased Fresh and Natural Foods. How did the purchase of Fresh and Natural maybe accelerate the co-op's ability to open in Hudson?
Yeah, it's really interesting that you asked that. So I'm going to just take a step back and do a little bit of the history of like how we got to where we are today. So the co-op in Hudson was incorporated in May of 2012. There was a number of parents that were getting together on the Willow River Playground. Many of them had gone to school in Madison where there's a lot of co-ops.
Yeah.
And we're thinking this would be a great thing for Hudson, is to have a cooperative grocery store where we would be able to purchase fresh local food and groceries. And so they started the process of forming the cooperative and started gathering owners. So that's been the main push for a long time, is to get owners. There's a lot of studies that show that you really need to have about 1,000 owners to be mm-hmm. Successful when you open, because that creates a dedicated like customer base that right. will be coming into your store. So for years, that was the goal, was just raising awareness, talking about what is the co-op, why are we hoping to open a store? And we ran some educational efforts throughout the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really pushing for ownership. And so we were starting to get closer to 1,000 owners this last spring and summer. And so we started to put in all the steps we needed to start our fundraising efforts and making our plans to be able to open the store. So we hired a capital campaign consultant in August of last year and started putting together what would our investment options look like for owners.
Yeah.
And so we were on track to be able to kind of go along the traditional path of building our own store mm-hmm. and opening new, when unfortunately Carrie Larson, who was the owner of Fresh and Natural Foods, passed away unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. And Fresh and Natural has a pretty strong overlap of products and customers of what we were hoping to have within our own store. The store started out with a lot of natural local products. They have a great bulk section. They mm-hmm. have a small deli, which are all things that we were hoping to have in our store.
Yeah.
And to be able to purchase an already operational store accelerated our timeline by, you know, probably close to a year to be able to open.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, it cut our costs. And so it's just like when you buy a house, you know, if you buy a brand new house, it will always cost more than a used house would, you know, an older house.
Right.
And so with that, we as a board, we discussed it and decided to put an offer in on the store, and we were lucky to be chosen as the owners. We were so excited about it because not only did it allow us to open our cooperative grocery store on an accelerated timeline, but it also allowed us to keep the business that was privately owned in Hudson owned by people who live in Hudson still. And so we could keep that store in our local community, made sure that it wasn't, you know, somebody else who was able to buy it. Mm-hmm. And then the other benefit we have is that by us buying the store, we didn't have an additional competitor that was coming in. And so and we have a customer base that was already used to shopping at the store and that we could, you know, hope to engage and continue to have shop at our store now that it's a cooperative. Yeah.
And for people who've driven by it lately, it does still say fresh and natural on the signage there. Although if you go to the doors, there's the Hudson Grocery Co-op sign. So I know that's part of it is kind of turning it over into the co-op. I guess maybe what can you share about the process now from, you know, kind of transforming the store and what that might look like?
Yeah, that's such a good question. So we purchased the store and then we have a lot of plans that are in place that are in the background, but not a lot of people can see much yet. So we've been working with a local marketing agency to create some rebranding. So we're hoping to have our new brands and logos on the store for a grand reopening this coming spring. We've also joined an organization called National Co-op Grocers, and they support over 150 co-ops throughout the country in many, many different areas. And they provide resources to help co-ops understand like best practices for systems and processes when you're running in, like in the store, making sure that we're really able to capitalize on having a group that can work together and collaborate rather than every co-op being having to fend for itself. Yeah. So that's really wonderful. And then a really great benefit that they offer is some group purchasing power on and really staple items within the store. Sure. And so that's something that as a co-op we have access to, but a privately owned store would not have had access to. And so we're hoping that once our membership is fully in place later this spring, we'll be able to take that discount and start reducing some of the prices that are in the store so that it can reflect the discounted cost that we're getting on the products. And then additionally, they provide access to a lot of different sale programs. And so these are the ones that would be more member-only sales. If you if you're familiar with shopping other local co-ops like at Whole Earth Market in River Falls or at River Market in Stillwater, they, you'll see the green co-op deal signs there. And so these are our sale programs that we'd be able to run through being part of this organization, NCG.
Right.
That would be a great sale price for our members to be able to take advantage of.
Yeah. And of course, turning over a store and doing all this work cost money. I mean, it's not, it's not necessarily a cheap endeavor, but I know that the capital investment campaign that you mentioned is underway already. What can you talk about as far as, you know, what that campaign means and maybe how people can contribute if they're interested?
Yeah, thanks. So, you know, I'll use the house analogy I used earlier where, you know, when you buy a brand new house, it's more expensive at the start, but, you know, then everything is new. And what we bought is we bought a grocery store that's been fully functioning and it's been in business for years, but it needs some updates. And so one of the things that we want to do is purchase some new fixtures. We want to upgrade the refrigeration equipment eventually so that it's a little bit more energy efficient and just more date. You know, it's more than 10 years old. And so it's about time for us to get something that works better so we can continue to save on energy bills. And then remodeling, repainting the store, making it more of our own look and feel as a cooperative store. So that's where some of the investments are going to go. And like cooperatives are kind of unique in the way that they raise money in that it's difficult for us to go to a bank and get a loan because we don't really have a lot for collateral. You know, the inventory, it's groceries, they go bad by nature. So it's, you know, that's not worth a whole lot to a bank. And then the fixtures and the freezers and equipment, like, you know, they depreciate very, very quickly. And and then the thing that really gets us is that we don't have one person who has a majority ownership share. We've got over 1,100 owners who all have an equal ownership in this business. And so it's not like we have somebody who's going to have a personal guarantee that they can put online for a bank. And so cooperatives have a pretty unique funding structure in which we rely on our owners to help us raise the funds needed to be able to make the improvements that we need at stores. And so we have a number of different ways that people can invest. We have been partnering with Sustain Hudson, and they're a local 501c3 organization that somebody can make a donation to Sustain Hudson, allocate it to the co-op, and it becomes eligible for a tax-exempt donation. Hmm. Also, owners have the ability to purchase preferred stock or give the co-op a private loan. And so there's ways that you can get a little bit of a return on your investment.
Sure.
If you choose to invest that way. And that really helps the co-op out so much because we're getting our funding from people who live in our community, and then when we're paying back interest, the interest stays in our community.
Right.
The investments stay in our community. And it's a way for us to be able to fund the store and keep the money here and keep it local rather than trying to get a bank loan that may be a bank out of, you know, some other location.
Yeah.
So that's a unique way that we fundraise. And then we also are applying for grants where it makes sense.
You
sure. know, when it comes to like equipment upgrades, there's a lot of grants for energy efficient programs out there that, yeah. that we're looking at too.
Yeah. A lot of work's already been underway, I know, and it's keeping you busy for sure.
It's
exciting though. So that's great. You've mentioned the word community quite a bit, which is, I think, a perfect way to, you know, sum up a co-op. And when you think about the Hudson community, why do you think a co-op is something that this town needs and that fits well in Hudson?
So, I mean, like I said before, one of the things I love about Hudson is how everybody really supports each other. And you see that in, you know, the restaurants that we have in the community, how yeah. they prop each other up and they'll promote each other's products. And in, you know, like how busy the farmers markets are mm-hmm. on the weekends, that people love going out and just talking with their local vendors and the neighbors who are there. And so a co-op is... That's one of our main principles, is supporting like our local neighbors and our community. The average co-op has over 185 local farms and vendors in
wow.
its store. So if you think about the impact of that, and these are people who, you know, maybe they're farming is their main way of business, but they would never be big enough to be able to sell to like a major corporate grocer.
Right.
But they could get into a co-op and be able to have a place to sell their products throughout mm-hmm. the year. So it can be really meaningful to those like small farmers or small vendors.
Right, which there's a lot of in this area for
right.
sure.
Right. Yeah. We live in like one of the best farming areas in the U.S. And so having access to fresh local food that's produced here and not mm-hmm. trucked in from all over is it just makes sense for
right.
us. You know, that said, at the co-op, you're never going to be able to get a pineapple that was grown in Wisconsin.
Right.
So we'll source those as responsibly as we can. But for the most part, we're going to try to lean on local and wherever we can.
Yeah.
And then one of the other things that cooperatives stand for is concern for our community. And so you see it in a lot of co-ops throughout the area that they do local roundup at the register campaigns
mm-hmm.
and other ways to give some of the profits from the store and then incentivize some donations at the register for people to give back to organizations that support their local community as well.
And one thing I think you've said before is that food is a powerful way to bring people together. Maybe just expand on that, and how have you seen that happening through the co-op since you've joined?
Yeah, I mean, it's like some of my best memories always revolve around food. I remember my grandma, she was an excellent cook and an excellent baker, and she was one of those people that all of the recipes were in her head. And so when I would sit and try to learn how to cook with her, there was a lot of storytelling and skill building as far as learning how do things feel, how do they taste, how do they
yeah.
look. And it's just really wonderful memories that I built with her. And then thinking back to like the holidays that we have, on all the holidays that they revolve around food and a good
right.
meal, and how prevalent that is throughout, you know, our culture, that when it's, you know, a holiday, making sure that everybody has something warm and comforting that they can look forward to. So it brings people together. It gets people around the table to just talk and share in their community together. And then at the co-op, what we're hoping is that we are able to provide that staple for you
mm-hmm.
so that you can rely on coming to the co-op and you know that what you're going to get is going to be something that you would be really proud to feed to your family or
yeah.
feed to your friends.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love
yeah.
that. For people who are listening who maybe aren't owners of the co-op already, I think you've probably laid out a pretty good pitch already. But if you had to say, kind of summarize why people might consider becoming an owner and be getting involved in the co-op, what would you tell them?
So, you know, by becoming involved in the co-op, what you're doing is you're saying that, like, you're going to choose to shop local. You're going to choose to spend your money in a place that is dedicated to supporting your local community.
Yeah.
And so it's an $80 one-time membership. And then after that, you are eligible to have a voice in that business, right, and how you would like to see it go forward. And then in addition to that, you know, you get some financial benefits because there will be member-only sales. Mm-hmm. Eventually we'll pay patronage dividends, which is pretty standard for co-ops of, you know, being able to share in profits once those are available. You have investment options available to you if you'd like to make an investment in the store.
Yeah.
And so those are some ways that we're able to kind of like pay it back to the ownership base. But really, like, by being an owner, it's by saying, like, I'm dedicated to spending my money in a place that is providing nutritious and healthy food and is dedicated to propping up our local economy as much as we can.
Yeah. I might put you on the spot with this one, but when you think about either the current Hudson Co-op or co-ops you've shopped at in the past, is there something you enjoy most of buying at a co-op or looking for at co-ops?
You know, I really love bulk spices.
Okay.
I always think they just taste a lot better than the stuff that's been pre-packaged.
Yep.
So I think that's kind of my dedicated, like, spot that I go to now is, okay, like, refilling my spice containers. That said, one of my first experiences with co-ops was probably the St. Peter co-op when, okay, I was in college at Gustavus. And that was always the place where people went if you wanted a really, like, nutritious, filling meal, was you'd go to the co-op. And, you know, they had great sandwiches. They had great soups. And, you know, being in a college town, it was a great spot to just, yeah, to run down and grab some lunch. And so we're hoping to be able to, you know, prop up our deli and have, like, some more seating space for us to be able to do that in our co-op as well.
Yeah. And speaking of college towns and co-ops, you mentioned Madison earlier, which is where I went to school. And
sure.
I knew at the time there was plenty of co-ops, but one of my regrets is not really checking them out much as a student. So now I'll have to go back and visit. And I know the Willie Street Co-op in Madison is a popular one, but something I didn't think about as a student. But now, you know, as I'm an adult and thinking about that kind of stuff, you know, it's kind of on my mind a little bit more. So that's cool. Anything else that people should know about the co-op? I know it's an exciting time with everything going on, but anything that maybe we didn't touch on or things that you want to kind of leave people with when they think about the co-op and, you know, more broadly, but then specifically here in Hudson?
Yeah, I would say, you know, come along on the journey with us and we'd love to have you as an owner right now. It's such a great time to join because we're in this process of transformation where we've taken a store that's supported the Hudson community really well for a number of years. And now we get to be in there and we get to help update it and make it our own, mm-hmm, and bring in some more fresh, nutritious food that you can find, you know, right around the corner from where you live.
Yeah.
And so it's a great time to join the co-op because you get to be there right at the start. We're hoping to have a grand reopening this spring where we can unveil all the changes and our rebranding efforts.
Yeah.
And we'd love to have you there as an owner.
Awesome. One last question. I know you've listened to the podcast previously, so you probably know the question, but what is your favorite thing about Hudson, Erica?
Oh my goodness. My favorite thing about Hudson is probably that just the number of opportunities that we have here. You know, my husband and I joke that our cars are going to last forever now that we've moved to Hudson because, you know, we do so much here and just within a couple of square miles. You know, we love hiking at Willow River State Park. We, mm-hmm, love walking the trail down by the river. We love all the restaurants, you know, especially downtown. We love the downtown restaurants, mm-hmm, and how beautiful it is at Christmas time with all, yeah, the lights. And so I didn't name one thing. That was, you know, that was so
okay,
many things. But I will say that it's that combination is what has made us love Hudson because we've lived other areas in the past and we've always had to, you know, go to different places, jump on the car, get on the interstate,
right,
and go out to eat. But we don't ever feel like we need to do that here. We get to stay local. We get to see people we know. And we love the town. It's been really, really wonderful to live,
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's a great answer. And I like the part about the cars lasting a long time. That's certainly a perk as well. Well, Erica, again, from the Hudson Grocery Co-op, thank you so much for joining today and sharing more about the co-op. Where can people, if they want to find out more about the co-op, where can they go?
So you can follow us on social media. So you can look us up on Instagram or Facebook and for just Hudson Grocery Cooperative, or you can go to our webpage, which is hudsongrocery.coop. And that's where you can fill out your application if you'd like to join as an owner.
Or stop in the store.
Stop
if you know
where
the Fresh Natural Foods is or was, that's where it is. So go check it out and see what there is.
Exactly. Yeah. Awesome. I would love it if you guys, if everyone has a chance to just take a look, go to Fresh and Natural Foods, say hi to the people who work there, ask questions. And then if you'd like to learn more, you know, send us a note and we'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Awesome. Well, Erica, thanks again. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Tyler.
And thanks to everybody listening today for another episode of St. Croix Stories. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Erica and learning more about the co-op. Be sure to subscribe to St. Croix Stories so you don't miss any future episodes. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at stcroixstories.com. Until next time, have a great day.